Today, the Pentagon confirmed the deaths of 11 more American troops in Iraq during the last 24 hours. That raises the death toll for the month of October to 70. It is Ramadan, and the Muslim holy month has been violent in each of the 4 years the U.S. has been in Iraq. This year, American troops are getting more involved in the struggle for control of Baghdad. And as NPR's John Hendren reports, they are increasingly caught in a crossfire between Shiite and Sunni militias gunning for one another.
The deadliest month for American troops in the war was November of 2004, when 137 died, most of them fighting to recapture Fallujah. Now, as a more complex battle rages within the Iraqi capital, military analyst John Pike says October may see casualties again approaching that level.
October, at the rate we're going right now, it looks like there are going to be well over 100 Americans killed in action and well over 1,000 wounded this month.
The key number, says Pike, director of the website globalsecurity.org, is the number of wounded. The number of U.S. troops injured in October is on pace to exceed even the spike recorded last month, when 776 were wounded, along with roughly 75 killed in action. The biggest threat in the war for Americans has been IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. But that's changing in Baghdad.
One of the reasons that we saw such a big uptick in wounded in action last month in September was that you've got a lot of small arms combat as opposed to these IED attacks, which are more lethal to American troops.
Retired Major General Bob Scales, former commandant of the Army War College, says the deadliest spot for U.S. soldiers and Marines is in the capital.
Both the enemy and the coalition realizes that the center of gravity of this war is in Baghdad. You can put a pin in the map in the middle of Baghdad and draw a 30-mile circle around, and you will brace probably 95% of the serious combat that has caused most of the U.S. casualties.
Scales says the typical insurgent leader has no illusions about defeating the Americans outright.
His objective is to cause enough casualties, a tent-like event, if you will, that in the long term will induce the Americans to bring their soldiers home, and that, in their minds at least, would result in victory.
The Tet Offensive was a spate of bold attacks in 1968 that went into the history books as a military defeat, but a decisive psychological victory for North Vietnam.
In order to do that, they have been willing to take risks, to engage more and more on face-to-face, close combat, intimate killing, in order to escalate the number of U.S. casualties very quickly during Ramadan.
The American mission in Iraq has been bedeviled not only by a Sunni-led insurgency, but also by Sunni and Shiite militias waging a factional war for control of Iraq. White House spokesman Tony Snow notes that most of the victims of this violence are not Americans, but Iraqis.
These are the people who are taking the hits. Even though we have increased U.S. casualties, the real casualties right now are Iraqi people. And that kind of bloodshed, I think, provides plenty of incentive for trying to suppress violence and secure the government.
General Scales and others say the key to improving the security situation in Baghdad is in upgrading Iraq's police force, which in Baghdad is now heavily infiltrated by Shiite militias. Then, they say, the daily level of violence must be lowered so it can become more of a police action than a full-scale military battle. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.